Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner being back on the show. Ivan is the galactic guru of networking, and you know, it doesn't get any better than that. And he is the founder of Business Network International, BNI. Many of you know it by that name. He's the author of so many books. I have to use a wheelbarrow to take him to the studio, including the new one, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. And this international everything, day, week, month, hour, international networking, whatever. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. I think you're referring to International Networking Week, which is next month.
Okay. So I thought it was, I've just declared this International Networking half hour.
All right. I
see?
Like it.
See, I get to do that around here.
Yes. Well, if you have your own radio show, you should.
It's the only thing that my people will let me do is name things. That's all. Otherwise, they slap my hand when I try to do anything. So okay, we got next month is International Networking Month, right?
It's actually the week of the 4th through the 8th
of February
is International Networking Week.
All right. So what's going to be going on that month?
We're going to have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of events around the world. It's sponsored or started by BNI. So BNI now has about 6,300 groups worldwide, and most of the groups are going to be recognizing International Networking Week, and a lot of them are going to have big events where hundreds of people come to the event.
Right. And so that'll be, I mean, is there anything else? Will you guys get some PR out of this? Or what's going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We always get a lot of PR. If you go to Google and type in International Networking Week, you'll see all of the events that are being done all around the world. And International Networking Week has its own website, internationalnetworkingweek.com, and you can see all the events that are going on.
So if you want to be part of this, you want to join this, glom onto it, do your own thing, whatever, that's what you got to look forward to.
Yep, go there, and we also have a video that will support anybody who's doing an International Networking Week event, and you can go use that video for your event.
But what is an International Networking Week? What does it look like different from any other networking week?
Well, the idea is to get some people to participate in your network that maybe haven't done so in the past. So go to your clients, your vendors, maybe your closest business associate, mm-hmm. and invite them to your networking organization. Bring in some new people. Show them that networking is a great way to get business. You mentioned the gender book, Business Networking mm-hmm. and Sex. One of the things that we found was that 92% of all the people we surveyed, 12,000 people, said that networking played an important role in their success. Mm-hmm. 92%. When have you ever seen 92% of any group of people agree to anything?
You know, that's exactly right. You know, when I think about this sometimes, Ivan, I think about how, as Robert Frost said in his poem, about, you know, the path not taken, or some people call it the road less traveled. He said, as way leads on to way. When I look back and I think about the people that I have met, that have, for whatever reason, their business, their relationship, their friendship, whatever, was literally, a life-changing or career-changing or whatever, I can always go back and find the seed of that thing was in because I met someone who introduced me to somebody else. I mean, you can go all the way back. And sometimes I actually get a little frightened to think, well, what if I hadn't gone to that meeting and met that person?
That's right. I call that the butterfly.
Folks, I'm not being dramatic here. This is real.
It really is. I call it the butterfly effect of networking, where you know, you make one contact, which leads to another contact, which leads to another, which all of a sudden you have this great relationship, and it came from some obscure connection that you made at some networking mm-hmm. event or somebody you mm-hmm. met someplace.
You never know.
Networking is very powerful.
I mean, I gave a speech this week and the person, there was a person that I gave a speech in an audience. I gave a speech 2 years ago, and I met that person after that speech. And the next thing I know, 2 years later, I'm doing another speech because of that person. And that could turn into a business. You know, I mean, you never know. But you got to get outside. The bottom line, folks, if you're going to be successful, and maybe International Networking Week would be the week for you to really do it. Ivan, you got to get outside your four walls, don't you?
You do, yeah. You know, you got to get belly to belly with people. You got to actually get outside that cave and meet people. I mean, I think religious people are cave dwellers. I know. They just, you know, they hang out in their cave.
No question. BNI.com, folks. Business Network International. That's Ivan's website. He and I will be right back. It's 20 till. We're going to talk about some more networking stuff after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.